And that's the new music from Nick Earl and the Reckless Hearts, a brand new live album, Live at the Jag Soundhouse, which is a new venue in St. John's, Newfoundland. That was a live version of Dive Bar. Before that, new artist to the show, sort of, with Young Tree and Carol B. I've played him before, Peter Willie Young Tree. He was a solo artist, now also part of a band. I just found this album from last year, so it's Young Tree and Carol B. A song is called Something Divine from their album An Introduction. Before that, we had Dave Witte and Just Be You. Before that, we had Jesse Cox and Humble Pie from him. And before that, we had Claire Porter and Precious Memories. And I'll do a little quick story about that one. That one, you hear the old-timey sound there. Yes, that was actually, she found an archival recording of her great-grandfather, Fred Porter, and he was singing a hymn in 1923 called Precious Memories. It was written by, it didn't say what year it was from, but she found that and digitized it and then put her backing vocals on that one. Yes, so from many, many years ago, she got put that together for her new album called Precious Memories of the title track featuring her late great-grandfather Fred Porter. And before that, we also had Devil Talking from David Miles to kick off that long set. And we just passed 7:01. You're listening to CFRC here at 101.9 FM. Broadcast in the basement of Crothers Hall here in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Hour number two of Saltwater Music. Your host, Robert Cornell. Everything from the east coast of Canada. And I mentioned the tour dates for various artists coming. So this next set, I'm going to have all songs from people playing in the Kingston area in the fall. So first we'll do Charlie Acourt, 2 Days of Highway. That's from his album last year called San Pellegrino. Then we'll do Ashley McIsaac, his most famous song, Sleepy Maggie, with Mary Jane LeMond on vocals. And just found out, I know she was on the East Coast, but Mary Jane was, in fact, born here in Kingston, Ontario. There you go. So something, learned something new tonight. And we'll also have Clever Hopes, Do It All Again, with featuring Jen Grant on vocals. We'll go to Rhea May and Ooh Love from her. And we'll also do Sloan, Who Taught You to Live Like That? And I'll go over the concert dates upcoming. So, yeah, so Sloan, part of the McKinnon Brothers Back to the Farm Festival, Sunday, August 16th, coming up. Charlie Acourt coming to town, part of the sit-down series at Monty's. That's downtown Ontario Street. That will be Thursday, September 24th. Clever Hopes coming to town. That's with Matthew Barber and Rebecca Hawker at Hotel Wolf Island. That'll be Friday, September 25th. Yeah, Clever Hopes is the project of Andrew Shaver. And Andrew, Queen's alumni, and so is Matthew Barber. Matthew Barber, in fact, a former CFRC host himself. And Ashley McIsaac coming to town. Ontario Festival of Small Halls at the Spire. That's Thursday, October 2nd. And then we got Rhea May coming Thursday, October 15th at the Broom Factory. And then Chris Murphy from Sloan. 2 days later, also at the Broom Factory, Saturday, October 17th. And then Jen Grant in November. She's a special guest for a Dan Mangan concert. That's Monday, November 16th at the Spire. So very busy. Then you go to CFRC.ca, just find the Saltwater Music page. It's all listed there in chronological order if you want to check out any of those concerts in the next few months. So we'll go back to the music now. We'll do Charlie Acourt, and this is 2 Days of Highway here on CFRC.
Long And I picture you singing along. 2 days of highway till I lay my bones next to you. Long nights chasing tail lights till that new day sun breaks through. Yes, I'm 2 days of highway to you. Yes, I'm 2 days of highway to you.
Thank you. Are you tired of your boring weekly routine? Are you looking for something to look forward to every Friday? Well, tune in to Circadian Rhythm on CFRC 101.9 Fridays at 2 p.m. for a fresh mix of songs that you'll want to keep on repeat. I'm your host, Justine, and I'll be putting together a music program that's broadly indie and alternative, but also spans diverse genres from pop to rock to folk and R&B. I've also got some fun themes up my sleeve. Once again, that's Circadian Rhythm, Fridays at 2 p.m. I hope I'll see you then.
Hello and welcome to Salt Licked in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licked in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
There goes the five, there goes the ten, here comes the one that stops for us on its way downtown, over the bridge, then back around. I'd do it all again if I could. I'd do it all again if I could. You know I'd do it all again every day now if I could. Come on, screaming. A big bright smile in the evening, stumble through the front door. Kick off your blues, drop your hat and strike your cup on the floor. Just into the kitchen, hands filling with the spoils of the desert tradition. Acorns in an arrowhead, dug up from the flower bed. I'd do it all again if I could. I'd do it all again if I could. You know I'd do it all again. Can you imagine saying goodnight to me? Give me one more kiss, one more hug, one more story. We're done with them. Okay, all right. Well, then I got some questions before you leave.
Yeah.
You did? Okay. All right. Can you tell my sound machine?
Yeah, I love it.
Put my stars in the sea.
You got me so mad, I give you all of my loving, best thing you've ever had. Ooh, love. Ooh, love. I wanna settle down and stop looking. Spend all my time.
to the street? Who taught you to live like that? 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 Around about midnight, your comments were highlights. Who taught you to live like that?
You're going back 20 years for that one. Who Taught You to Live Like That from Sloan, from that album, Never Hear the End of It. Before that, went back 10 years, Rhea May and Ooh Love from her. She did a little story on Instagram about that story for that album. The first single was Close Offs, which was a big hit, and she was deciding what the next single should be. And her team said she should pick this one. She went with another one, Gold, which said didn't do as well, and Ooh Love said she had blew it out of the water. And this was a song she just kind of did quickly freestyle. So when she was walking around, she thought it might be too down tempo for a single, but turns out she was wrong. It says she still gets out of that song requested in concert. And before that, we had Clever Hopes Do It All Again with Jen Grant helping out on some vocals there. Before that, we had Ashley McIsaac and Sleepy Maggie, and further back, we had Charlie Acourt and 2 Days of Highway from him. And all those artists coming to town in various forms over the next few months. Yes, we have Sloan, part of McKinnon Brothers Back to the Farm Festival. It's Sunday, August 16th. It looks like tickets still available. It does get sold out the last 4 years. I want to hop on that if you want to check them out. Charlie Acourt coming down to Monty's on Ontario Street. That's Thursday, September 24th. Clever Hopes, part of a triple bill over at Hotel Wolf Island in September, Friday, September 25th, with Matthew Barber and Rebecca Hawker. And Ashley McIsaac, part of the Ontario Festival Small Halls. This one's going to be held at the Spire down on Sydenham Street. It's Thursday, October 2nd. And then Rhea May, we have a pair of Broom Factory shows. We have Rhea May Thursday, October 15th. She's coming down again at 7:30 at the Broom Factory. And then 2 days later, Chris Murphy from Sloan on a solo tour. So that's Saturday, October 17th at the Broom Factory. And finally, Jen Grant is helping out Dan Mangan. She'll be a special guest for his concert. That's Monday, November 16th at the Spire. And go to cfrc.ca, and I have on the Saltwater Music page all listed there. If you want to check out the dates over the next few months. So we'll go back to the music. We'll do Lookout Tower. We'll do a song, Old Friend, from their new album called Lost at Foxglove. And then from Character Traits, a deluxe edition, Logan Richard will do the alternate version, If You're Gonna Change My Mind. And then we have new songs from John McKeel and Alana Matty in this set, too. But first is Lookout Tower, and this song's called Old Friend. Show you expected.
Something changing, but not like the tides. It's only moving farther away and leaving me dry. And I don't see no rescue ship coming. Give me a signal or something. Because if you're gonna change your mind about me,
if you're gonna change your mind,
at least keep my number.
If you're gonna change your mind,
and even if you're better off without me,
if you're gonna change your mind,
well, please keep my number.
If you're gonna change your mind,
I know that you don't mean to. But you're growing so cold. They say we got our lives ahead of us, but I'm feeling so old. Ooh.
If you're gonna change your mind, if you're gonna change your mind, if you're gonna change your mind, if you're gonna change your mind.
Thank you.
Set with Lana Maddie, new music from her called The Process. She has a new album, Epilogue, coming out shortly. In fact, she's having the release, let's see what's it in, Saturday, August 1st in Toronto at the Drake Underground. You can go to lanamaddie.com, and she has tickets for the show, yeah, release show, so August 1st in Toronto. And we have a listener in sometimes in Toronto, just checking online, yes, Shireen, listening tonight. I'm talking about, we had Ashley McIsaac earlier. She was able to see Ashley McIsaac back in the day at the Phoenix in Toronto, so you never know. If we have maybe other people listening in Toronto can check that out. So lanamaddie.com and get you, you can go to the, has a link for, straight to the Drake Underground Epilogue album release show. That's Saturday, August 1st. And before that, we had new music, John McKeel with Rosemary. We had Logan Richard in there, the alternate version, if you're going to change your mind, from the deluxe edition of Character Traits. And before that, we had Old Friend from Lookout Tower. That's from their new album, Lost at Foxglove, from them. And we have time for a few more songs here. We got one. We'll do three songs to wrap up the show tonight. Mentioned earlier, we had Chrissy Cochran on vinyl, and I went. She's with the part of the Soul City Music Co-op in Windsor, Ontario. So we have some new music from an artist there. We have it's called Twin Arrows. It's the instrumental jazz rock project of Mike Hargraves, which is her husband, also runs the record label with her. And also Derek Impins, and the description here says the instrumental jazz rock project Twin Arrows returns with Attraction Distraction, a live studio recording that explores the compelling tension of a slow and steady build. This full band improvisation captures the project's signature sultry and unhurried sound, taking inspiration from musical language of artists like John Coltrane, with a Detroit rock sensibility, lyrical trumpet, and subtly addictive melody. I guess they're based out of Windsor, Ontario, and this is just released today, so we'll play that right now to wrap up the show. We've got two songs after that we'll throw in, going back a few years, Nathan Wiley, Love Through the Eyes of a Shark, and then we'll wrap up with also some instrumental track. I'll go back last summer, Ian Foster, Ready to Receive. That was from his album Nerve. He called it a classical crossover album, which did quite well. He got, I think, some play on some Apple Music, I don't know, the classical radio station, and some playlists too. So we'll have a sandwich in between two instrumental tracks. We'll have Nathan Wiley. But first we'll do Twin Arrows, Attraction, Distraction. And it's a longer track too, almost 7 minutes. And I'll listen to Nathan Wiley and Ian Foster. Remember, Self-Looped and Rapture starts at 8 o'clock. And I'll talk to you in 1 week's time. We'll be right back.
kind of fool likes it rough. Did you stay? Did you stay? And what does it take? Do they sink to the bottom? They don't know that you caught them. Do they see? Do they see what I see? Watching them die for the art. Love through the eyes of the shark. Hearing my name in the dark. Oh baby, is that you? It's a cold heart, but it's cold by design. Turning words into diamonds. Did you know? Did you know that I do it too? Little blood on the water. Little scream from a daughter. It's a shame. It's a shame. Watching them die for the art. Love through the eyes of the shark. Hearing my name in the dark. Oh baby, is that you? Is that you? Oh, baby, is that you?